meet every Friday night down at the San Jose. Same room number, bottle of wine, our little secret getaway. One night I got there early, I checked in and turned down the bed. There was a couple next door and they were fighting, and I could hear every word they said. He told her, she means nothing to me. It was a cold, hard twist of the knife when he said my name, and I realized it was my man, and he was talking to his wife. I heard it all, through the wall. He was begging her to take him back. I heard it all, through the wall. Well, I never thought he'd do me like that. He had to know I was right next door, and promised he was through with me. Maybe he thought I'd just walk away and there would be no price to pay. But I knocked on the door and I knocked some more, because I had a few things to say.
Voices I've ever heard. Truthfully, it is absolutely terrible.
It's bizarre.
Bob Angel.
We have a little emergency here.
We're doing it live.
F*** it. It's Bob Angel.
Ooh. Oh God.
Bob Angel.
I call it disgrace the nation.
It's Bob Angel on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. God help us all.
When the church bells toll, the choir's gonna sing and the hearse will roll on down to the graveyard where it's cold and gray. And then the sun's gonna shine through the shadows when I go away. Don't want no sorrow. See my father
it's gonna rain all day. But then the sun's gonna shine through the shadows when I go away.
I'm going home.
Tickets I've forgotten. Yeah. The Stingster. Stingling a ding dong. Remember that SNL skit? That originated with Sting in an elevator with, I can't think of his name. In the 90s, though. Anyway, that's the latest from Sting. His album is 57th and 9th. We heard One Fine Day. And before that, it was Elton John, Tiny Dancer. I hope everybody was singing along, because that's what you're supposed to do to Tiny Dancer. Levon Helm, his Grammy Award-winning album Electric Dirt from 2009. When I Go Away is the song we heard. Marcia Ball did I Heard It All from her Roadside Attractions album. From Bliss Avenue, it was Dana Fuchs with Daddy's Little Girl. And way back at the beginning, wow, you had a long set this time. Steve Forbert did Moon Man, also known as I'm Waiting on You, from a great album he put out in 1996 called Rocking Horse Head. And these are all albums that you should own. Anyway, it's 1021. I'm Bob Angel. Hey, by the way, speaking of advertising, if you go to our website, wmfo.org, and a lot of you did because you stream it that way as opposed to tune in, which you can do it either way you like. But if you go to our webpage, wmfo.org, there's the button that says Listen Now, and right next to it, it says Donate. And we really could use, we got a blown speaker in here that we need to be fixed, for one thing. And all that money, you know, any money we get definitely goes right into the station. So we would greatly appreciate it. Go to the webpage and donate. Thank you so much. Sunshine today. Nice, beautiful day. High around 62 degrees. Tonight, clouds early, then followed by very cloudy skies towards morning, low around 51. Monday looks like it's going to be cloudy with showers, high around 55. Rain should end overnight on Monday night, and then a nice day on Tuesday. Kind of cloudy, but we'll see some sun with temperatures 65 to 70 degrees. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is exactly 60 degrees.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Hey, it's 23 minutes after 10 o'clock, and congratulations to all the graduates of Tufts University today. I see them walking down the street with their caps and the gowns. I saw them arriving earlier. So graduation ceremonies must be over, and congratulations to all you folks. If you want to make a request, you can always call us here at WMFO. It's 855-915-WMFO, 915 WMFO, or if you like numbers the way I do, 855-915-9636. Or just go to my Facebook page. And I say that, and then a lot of people aren't friends, and they have been trying to friend me. And I'm going, I don't know that person. What am I doing? I don't know the person. I'll be a little better about accepting friends. How's that? And that's okay. Anyway, let's get back to music. This is from an album. This is another local artist. This is from, well, she's from Portland, Maine, but she tours everywhere. Actually, he tours everywhere. It's Sydney Bullins now, but back when this album came out in 1999, she was Cindy Bullins, and it's a great album called Somewhere Between Heaven and Earth, and this song is called In Better Hands. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
calling. You came to rescue me. You must have heard me calling through my fitful sleep. You know I wish I could be grateful instead of full of fear. The kind of love that you gave me I can't replace with tears.
You can finally years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. We were standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. Whatever came first. That night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The loan sharks were sharking. The necks were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies. Nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie!
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
Standing by peaceful waters. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
song blows me away every time I hear it. Lake Marie from John Prine, 91.5 WMFO. Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings is the album that that particular song came from. Before that, Everybody Needs Love, and ain't that the truth? Drive-By Truckers from their Go Go Boots album from 2011. We heard Cindy Bullins, In Better Hands from Somewhere Between Heaven and Earth. And right now, it's brand new music from Alejandro Escovedo. And the song is called Heartbeat Smile. I messed that one up. Let's see if I can start that again. Yeah, I like to hear the beginnings of songs, too. 91.5 WMFO.
I'm no one knows about.
He says it used to be a farm before the motor law. And on Sundays I knew the ice and off the turbine frame. Too far outside the wire where my white head on the waves.
Thank you.
casinos in a cold sweat. Placed all his money on that last bet. Gandalf Yaji smokes another cigarette. Says it helped him to forget he's a nervous wreck. It's not that he misses much, or even that he lost his lucky touch. It's just he gambles so much, and you know that it's wrong. Waiting for an alibi.
Waiting for an alibi.
Waiting just to catch your eye.
91.5 WMFO with Foo Fighters from that awesome album they put out in 2014 called Sonic Highways and Congregation. Before that, Thin Lizzy did Waiting for an Alibi, originally on the Black Rose album, but I took the one from Dedication, the very best of Thin Lizzy. They add a verse, there's an extra verse involved in that particular recording. Rush did Red Barchetta from Moving Pictures, and we started with Alejandro Escovedo and Heartbeat Smile for him, his most recent album called Burn Something Beautiful. Came out in December of 2016. That's it for me. It's 1 minute before 11 o'clock. I'm Bob Angel. It's been a special edition of Detox Mansion. I'll see you next week at my regular time of 11 to 1. Stand by. Here's World Party at 91.5 WMFO.